T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trista Craig is MC Fate. Y'all know that. MC Fate joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on BetMGM tonight. The Fan on weekends. We got a lot to get to. But first, Fate, I got to ask you, if you ran a college basketball program, and it was a good one, you know, like think Memphis, you know, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Carolina, Ohio State, etc., would you put in a call and would you spend time recruiting Bronny James?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Oh, it's just that, I mean, it's just that easy.
Yeah, because you're trying to make money. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter what the program, as I said, the program does. It matters how many butts you put in the seats. My guys, we are in the business of basketball. And the Bronny James business is booming. We got Skip Bayless talking about Bronny James is now a topic of every show's discussion. Priority number one is LeBron James. Priority two is Bronny James. Priority three is Bryce James. I would probably recruit them both, actually, Bryce and Bronny.
Well, I don't disagree with you. There's there's really nothing to disagree about. I mean, you're right. Business is booming for Bronny James, but business only booms as long as you're like playing well. And he's in high school right now. So what happens if he gets to college and he's LiAngelo Ball as opposed to Lonzo or LaMelo?
Then he becomes a G League two-way sensation, and an NBA team takes a shot on him because they know they get LeBron James. It's just a long game. I think you just have to say, you know, ultimately, LiAngelo was still, you know, a real-deal college player until he got caught stealing sunglasses in China and got locked up. He was still on the team. So I think even him on the team makes that basketball program something that's enticing, and maybe he gets, you know, six man minutes, maybe it's second or third man off the bench, maybe he's doing all the little things, but you know that LeBron's going to show up for his games. I think actually there's a real shot he ends up, if the NBA lowers their age to 18 to go to the NBA, that his senior year he'll just go to the G League, like G League Ignite, and then from G League Ignite, go directly to the NBA, and that will coincide with LeBron's first year in free agency. He can just go wherever Bronny is.
Will be interesting to see which way he decides, and whether guys like Penny Hardaway go after him or not, or determine, you know what, it's not worth it, he's going to go the professional route. I'm very curious to see. Let me ask you this, Trista. On Christmas Day, will you be watching one of these five games, Grizzlies, Warriors, whichever one it is that the NBA is going to put out there? Or, and be honest with you, you're going to be watching Green Bay or the Rams or Tampa Bay out of the NFL. There's a lot to watch on Christmas Day, and I'm curious what you'll be glued to.
Guys, come on. You already know where my allegiance is.
You're gold-blooded. You're a Warriors fan.
I'm gold-blooded. No, I rock for the Grizz. Guys, I have already taken the week of Christmas off. Maybe I'll be in the Bay, the Yay area, doing the gritty with Jaw. I am down. I'm going to be at that. I'm going to hopefully be at that game as long as I can swing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, isn't it more of a show of support for the Grizz if you come to a Grizzlies game in Memphis, though? Because you're going to a Warriors game.
They're going to hate her there, though.
That's one thing about
it.
She'll be representing.
You guys know what it is.
Yeah.
They look at me so foul when I walk into their games. I already, even at Summer League, I sat down on the baseline next to a bunch of Warriors assistants and people on the team side. And I have a friend who works for the G League of the Santa Cruz Warriors. I give him a big hug. All the Warriors assistants are looking at me and him like we have five eyes, like you're hugging the enemy. He's like, let's go over here and talk. So, no, they know. They definitely know. And I would definitely be getting side eyes in that building in Grizz. Even though I'm gold-blooded,
You
know where it is, what time it is. And I thought, actually, it might be in Memphis, and I was getting really excited, and then I saw it was in the Bay.
Yeah.
Next year, it'll be in Memphis.
That's the hope.
They tell us that Memphis will get a Christmas Day game. Because the point we made is, like, you know, Ja is Black Jesus. So he has to have a Christmas Day game every year moving forward. You know, you can't not have Black Jesus on Christmas Day.
It's fair. It's fair and it's fact, and that would be great for the city of Memphis.
Yeah, like I think that day that he needs to have just Jesus on the back of his jersey. I mean, I think he needs an exemption for that. No,
it just needs to be Christ.
You're right.
It needs to be Christ just on the back.
That's exactly right. Isn't that another word for God, Jah?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble here,
but I think it's we could stretch that. You know, there's a way.
Yes, no, J-A-H
Son
in God. Hebrew is the four letters that form the personal name of God.
Bang.
Yahweh.
Bang.
Yahweh.
It's written. It's destiny, man. It truly is. We set the over under on the show earlier for national TV games for the Grizzlies at 12.5. It was 7 last year. I think maybe it got to 8 because they flexed them in. Would you take the under the over on 12.5? Now we're not talking NBA TV. We're talking NBA. We're talking about TNT, ESPN.
I think it's over.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of national television games now. That's a huge increase. That's like double.
Yeah, but I think people kind of know that he moves the needle. And I said this to you guys before, and I said this to Uncle Dennis as well. I said to just the crew, like, I think Ja is probably, not even probably, I would stamp my name and say that Ja Morant is the most exciting player to watch in the NBA on any given day in the regular season or postseason. Like, I love Dame a lot, but on a random Tuesday in January, you have a low degree of confidence that there's going to be some wild stuff that goes on with Dame. Ja does so many crazy, sort of spectacular things that even just on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday against not even a team that you care about, he does things that make your jaw drop, no pun intended.
Oh, I'm with you completely, and I think it's the most attractive game on the slate. Another young guy, or a couple of young guys, DeJounte Murray, we saw him and Paolo Banchero get into it. I don't know if you saw it, Trista, or not, but it looked like DeJounte went out of his way that, look, I'm going to try to school this young kid on being humble again. Like I remember him when he was sleeping on my couch asking me to rebound for him, and now he's trying to big-time me being number one. What do you think of the beef? And is it DeJounte's place to sort of humble a guy like Paolo? John's real high on Paolo, as you know, represented by Mike Miller.
These Seattle kids, man, we Pacific Northwest folk, we don't get enough friction where, you know, we get out in the real world and we start popping off and then all of a sudden things get too spicy. And DeJounte and Paolo both being from Seattle, it's just a rough look for the town. It's just a rough look for the Pacific Northwest and a rough look for those two to go at it, too, and to take it to the Instagram streets.
Yep.
I like Paolo a lot. Can't wait to interview him on the podcast. I know that Orlando is looking forward to that as well. I'm sure it's going to happen sometime this season. Maybe John can help facilitate it. We don't know. But it would be one hell of an interview. All I'll say is
I think we know. I think we certainly do know. You know, I mean, I think we know if that can be facilitated. It's funny. Like, I did hear, by the way, I heard like DeJounte was like a gangbanger. Like, I heard that he came from that.
He was. Yeah, he was definitely someone who has been on the record about turning his life around.
Yeah.
And I think Jamal Crawford took him under his wing, yeah, and helped him to be on a straight and narrow path. And
man, Paolo put him right back, didn't he? Paolo put him right back in the streets, man. Paolo got it out of him.
He was like Kevin Hart in the 40-year-old version.
That was a weird, very. Wow. But I get it though, because I'm thinking about like two guys from Memphis. You know, if they got into it like that, you would hate to see it. You would hate, you know what I mean? You would hate to see the city on city.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's bad. Come on, bad go. For the town.
Bad for the town. It's bad luck for the town. Yeah. It really is.
We were talking earlier too, Trista, about The Rock is actually shooting a season 3 of Young Rock on NBC. He's shooting it in Memphis. And you know, people here in Memphis know, like, The Rock is like, you know, everybody has like somebody that they go crazy over and like giddy over. For me, the answer is The Rock. Like, I have all of his stuff, everything. Every piece of memorabilia, I got posters, I got DVDs, I got all of his movies. Like, I'm The Rock number one fan, I think. Who are you the number one fan of?
Like, if they were to come into town.
Yeah, like,
And they were to shoot a movie.
Yeah, or it could be an artist. It could be a, you know, an actor or an athlete.
I would be pretty excited if, like, J. Cole or Drake or Dr. Dre, even with all of his skeletons, came into town and they were shooting across the street from my place. I'd be pretty excited about that.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.